Welcome to another episode of the Weekly Podcast. I want to talk about Sean Williams. If you've watched the news lately, Sean Williams is in the news for being an escaped convict. He was being transported from Kentucky back to Greenville, and when they get to Greenville, he's not in the back of the transport van. He has picked the locks, pulled the screen back, and kicked the window out. Now, the guards say that they didn't know he was gone until they got to Greenville and opened up the back of the transport van. Seems really suspicious. They say, a few reports state that people seen Sean Williams around Greenville, but I don't believe it. Sean Williams escaped somewhere between Loudoun, Kentucky and Greenville, Tennessee. And if you believe that the guards have no idea about this until they get to Greenville, then you're a little naive. There's no way he was able to pick his locks, pull the screen back, kick the window out without somebody knowing. And they're going to ride the whole way for the drive, which is about 2 hours, and not know it. But who is Sean Williams? You know, I've seen this case, and I even seen some of the other points about the case, about the Johnson City Police Department in Johnson City, Tennessee, being investigated for not investigating sexual assault cases like they should. A young woman had fell out of a fifth-story building and survived. A lawsuit was placed against Johnson City Police Department, and Sean Williams is at the heart of every bit of this. Sean Williams is a serial rapist, a child predator. He was a Johnson City real estate and business owner, and his crimes were perpetuated by the Johnson City Police Department and the police chief. I'm not going to say any names. But who is Sean Williams? Sean Williams is a monster. And Sean Williams has outsmarted the police. Sean Williams had a blank, was able to put his crimes all over Johnson City and all over these poor women, all these children for years, and no one done anything about it. You'll not believe what I'm getting ready to tell you. This is another episode of Duh Weekly Podcast. Let's dive into this case just a little bit. In 2019, around that time, a couple of women came forward and had filed complaints on Sean Williams, the owner of Johnson City Concrete and Glass, who had a loft, nice place downtown Johnson City. Well, the complaints were filed and nothing happened. Several complaints filed and nothing happened. So we fast forward to 2020. Eyes are put on Sean Williams a little bit, not by the Johnson City Police Department, but by the state's attorney's office that works out of the Johnson City area, Miss Dahl. Now, a young lady, and what got these eyes on this case, was a young lady had fell 5 stories out of Sean Williams' apartment trying to escape, was disoriented, and was raped. But does the Johnson City Police Department investigate this man for rape? No. They do nothing. Nothing. What has to happen? Well, Ms. Dahl, the state's attorney, she's not able to get any evidence to file any kind of sexual assault charges on Sean Williams because there's nothing collected and nothing by the police department. The only thing she's able to do is place charges on him for an illegal ammunition that was found in the apartment. Now, Sean Williams has a warrant out for his arrest for an illegal ammunition. Now, does Sean Williams run and hide? No. For 2 years, Sean Williams operates with what he does, whatever the fuck he wants to. Not one time did the Johnson City Police Department attempt to pick him up for 2 years. Now, when they finally were trying to pick him up 2 years after the warrant was issued, they allowed him to escape. So now at this point, Sean Williams, who is not charged with any kind of sexual crimes, only charged with an ammunition crime, goes on the run. He's on the run for a little bit, and he is found at Western North Carolina University. He has large quantities of meth on him, large quantities of cocaine, and they arrest him. He has a warrant out for this ammunition charge. Now, he goes in to custody in Johnson City, Washington County. Now, he tries to escape, and they catch him. So this is how he's sent to London, Kentucky, up there to this other penitentiary or this other facility, up there waiting to come down for trial. Now, he's just on, right now at this point, he's attempted escape and this ammunition charge. Now, once this happens, they start going through his electronics that they found on him when he was picked up in North Carolina, cell phone, tablet, stuff like that. And what they find on these electronic devices are child pornography, videos of children being raped, videos of him raping some of the women that had made allegations against him. So now what they do is they go to Johnson City Police Department and they go into storage. And guess what? When he took off and ran, when they tried to pick him up, they had put into evidence all of his laptops and computers. And not one time in 2 years had they ever been gone through. So when they finally get the opportunity, when they finally go through his electronics that they had in custody for over 2 years, they find, oh my God, child pornography, videos of children being raped, videos of him raping women. He's raped over 50 women. And Johnson City Police Department allowed him to do so. It was so bad that the city comptrollers and the city mayors and had to get an outside law firm or an outside counsel to come in and investigate the Johnson City's Police Department of mishandling over 300 sexual assault cases. All the time giving Sean Williams the means to operate his rape fest. It's just horrendous. The police chief has to go into retirement over all of this. What does the police chief have to do with Sean Williams? Nothing's come out, but you will guarantee that he has something on this police chief, or there's some cahoot somewhere, because Sean Williams was allowed to operate with no interference from the Johnson City Police Department any time. Now, I'm not saying the whole department, but the outside counsel showed that over 300 sexual assault cases were not handled properly, and the Sean Williams case was not handled at all. So the police chief resigns. Sean Williams is in jail in Kentucky. He's being transported down to now answer to these new charges. And they're serious charges. This man's going away for life if convicted. So he's coming down to answer for these charges in Greenville in the federal court. And then he escapes. We'll talk a little bit more about the escape when I come back. So Sean Williams is being transported from Kentucky, right around Loudoun, Kentucky, to Greenville, Tennessee, for one of his federal court hearings now. For 3 years, Sean Williams was allowed to run rampant on the city of Johnson City, raping over 50 women, having in his collection of numerous child pornography pictures and videos of him raping women. He's a serial rapist and a child predator, a fucking monster. He's a business owner, a man with means, and he's somehow allowed to just operate with no interference whatsoever by law enforcement. The police chief in Johnson City retires over this. Something's going on. There's some connection that kept him from investigating Sean Williams. We don't know what it is, and it's pure speculation. But you tell me why a police department would not look into sexual assault allegations when a warrant was issued for whatever minor charge it may have been at the time of the ammunition, that it took 2 years to even go out and try to collect Sean Williams and issue and process this warrant against him. Nothing was ever done to Sean Williams over a three-year period of time when these allegations started coming in of him raping women, when a poor girl had fallen 50 feet or five stories, and even claimed that she was raped by Sean Williams. Nothing. It took an ammunition charge that Miss Dahl finally gathered up, and even on top of that, she was let go because of her looking into Sean Williams. So how powerful was this guy? How powerful was this guy that the police department wouldn't even look into his alleged crimes, and then a state's attorney, when she does finally slap him with a charge and continues to look into his sexual assault claims that he was sexually assaulted women, she's fired. So kudos to her for filing the lawsuit against the police department and bringing in outside counsel to investigate the police department for not looking into over 300 sexual assault cases. Do you hear this? And giving Sean Williams free reign of the city to terrorize it. So we're looking at a man with means and help. And if you don't believe it, this right here will tell you. He is being transported in a transport van from Kentucky to Greenville. When they arrive in Greenville 2 hours later, the guards get out, open the door, and Sean Williams is not there. Someone claims they seen Sean Williams bloody two streets over. But I don't believe it. There's been no other sightings of Sean Williams, and I don't believe that was Sean Williams that they seen. Because they didn't set up a perimeter. They really didn't go too hard in looking for him there. Because I believe that they believe he got out somewhere between Loudoun, Kentucky and Greenville, Tennessee. The guards are claiming they knew nothing about it. The guards are claiming they didn't even know he was gone until they got out and stopped at Greenville 2 hours later. But in that time, they say that Sean Williams picked the lock with his restraints, pulled back the grate over the window, kicked out the window, and got out without them knowing. Sean Williams escaped probably by paying off the guards. They let him off somewhere, and he's got outside help. Sean Williams is not in Greenville. Sean Williams is not on the run as far as like in the woods or hiding out in houses or starving. Sean Williams has money. Sean Williams had help. They let Sean Williams out, and he is long gone. You will not see Sean Williams. The next thing you'll hear about the Sean Williams case is that they charged the guards with allowing him to escape because he paid them off. Sean Williams is a monster. Sean Williams needs to be found because he will rape other women. He can't help it. He's a monster. He can't help it. Share the story. If you've not heard about it, tell your friends. Tell them to listen to the podcast. Tell them to look it up on the internet. Sean Williams from Johnson City, Tennessee, is one of the worst rapists and child predators in the history of this country. This is the Weekly Podcast.